An Ann Arbor police officer helped save a fellow officer's life, but not in the line of duty. This is Lisa Berry, and here to share their story on 89.1 WEMU is Sergeant Jamie Crawford and Officer Stephen Dye. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've both worked on the Ann Arbor Police Force and worked together for 20 years?
That's correct. Yep.
Yes.
What do you do there, Sergeant Crawford?
I am Sergeant in charge of training, recruiting, and hiring for the department.
And Officer Dye?
I am one of the commercial enforcement vehicle officers, as well as traffic enforcement, and I'm also one of their accident reconstructionists.
So you've worked together for 20 years, and tell us what happened.
Well, I think it was at some point over the course of the last 2 years, Stephen has become more involved in helping me with recruiting. And so we had some long car rides, and he shared with me that he had been experiencing kidney disease, and at some point in the fall, he had shared that it had progressed far enough that he needed to be placed on the kidney transplant list. So I asked if there was any way that anybody at the department could get tested to see if they would be a match for him, and his answer was yes. He provided the phone number to the U of M transplant clinic, and here we are.
And lo and behold, after working together for 20 years at the Ann Arbor Police Department, you, Sergeant Crawford, were a match for Officer Dye to get a kidney transplant.
Correct. Yep.
When you found out you matched, what happened next?
At that point, then, it was just setting up a date to do the surgery. There's a lot of steps in between placing that first phone call to get the process started, and a lot of testings. They need to make sure that, number one, we're a match and we have the same blood type, but then they also want to make sure that I'm healthy enough and that I had enough kidney function, even with my two kidneys, that if I were to lose one, would I still be okay? And through all that, the answer was yes. So then once I found out I was a match, that was the beginning of January that we set up the surgery date.
And Officer Dye, what are you thinking while this is all happening?
Interestingly enough, because of HIPAA, I was kind of kept out of the loop on things as far as the medical staff concerned. So I had to stay in touch with Jamie to get updates from her. But obviously, when I found out the news, I was just beyond ecstatic. I mean, it was an awesome feeling to know that we were able to move forward.
Now, when you mentioned there was testing, there was physical testing, but I understand there was also maybe some psychological testing for both of you?
Yes. The U of M Hospital, they do a phenomenal job within their donor program of not only the physical testing, but they assign you a social worker, and social worker met with both of us. And for me, there was a lot of hard questions and stuff that I hadn't considered, you know, like what happens if this isn't successful, or what happens health-wise, you know, something bad happens to either one of you as a result of this surgery, you know, will our friendship survive? Are you still going to be okay with the decision to have gone forward with this? And so it forced, you know, a lot more thinking, I think, on both of our behalfs, and we continued communicating with one another and incorporating some of those questions into our conversation, and just to know that we were in a good place prior to the surgery.
And you, Sergeant Crawford, have children. What were they saying?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. My family was very, very supportive, and first brought it up with my husband, and then I have two teenage children. And so throughout the whole process, I was just explaining to them exactly where things were at and answering questions, and they, I think a little bit apprehensive. They know that I'm going in for a major surgery, but they knew that I was helping someone, and that overall that was a very good thing. And they knew that I was going to be moving pretty slow for a little bit and would need help. And it's kind of hard to watch independent mom rely on others so much, but they chipped in, and they were good. They were supportive.
And of course, this highlights the importance of organ donation for sure. But this seems like a pretty generous gift for a coworker.
Well, I knew that he was in need, and he's a friend. And as I said, I've been very fortunate with a supportive family, and I'm very healthy myself. I was just happy that I was healthy enough to be able to help him. And that was all that mattered to me.
So it's been a few months since you, Officer Dye, received a new kidney. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel really good. Probably the only thing I feel a little bit now is it takes time for the kidney to settle in the body. Obviously, they put the kidney up front just above the hip, so a little bit over the stomach. So obviously there was nothing there before, so the kidney has to create its own little space and get settled in there. So occasionally there's a little bit of tightness, but other than that, I feel great. You know, I've been back to work. I can still work out fine and don't have any issues. So it's definitely been good, been a blessing.
So you're sitting right next to your coworker and colleague who donated a kidney to you. Do you feel more connected to her?
Yes, because I literally have a part of her in me now.
So how does that manifest for you? Do you feel emotionally attached to her? Do you think of her more often?
No, I we've always had a good relationship, you know, work and personal-wise. So prior to getting promoted, Sergeant Crawford, we were in the same unit. So we got to spend a lot of time together then. We were able to do a lot of, with our unit, we did lunches for people's birthdays and things of that nature. So we've always had a good relationship. Obviously, I think that things have kind of blossomed, got a little better. But
how have your colleagues on the Ann Arbor Police Department reacted to all this?
Everybody's been very supportive. From the times that we were off, you know, the cards, the calls, the texts, the flowers, I mean, everything. Everybody was very supportive. The supervisors, you know, from the chief down, they knew what was going on. And you know, they were like, just take your time coming back. We want to make sure you're good. If there's anything that we can do for you, you know, we're here for you. And just the support across the board from the department from top to bottom was just awesome.
Do you think this whole scenario is pretty unique and rare?
As far as, I would probably say within police departments or, you know, public safety.
A colleague or a coworker donating an organ.
Yeah, just a colleague
organ.
In general. It's not something that I've seen too often. I do know several people that received transplants. I don't think any of them got them from live donors. I do have a friend that I went to college with. She made a live donation to a friend of hers. You know, but yeah, it doesn't happen too often, and it's such an awesome story. If you ever like look at YouTube or something like that, when you watch people's reaction to the news when they find out that they have an organ, you know, it's just great videos to watch.
So the surgery took place last March, and Sergeant Crawford, you expressed that you were a bit surprised at how much attention this has garnered and people's reaction to it.
I was, you know, I mean, our immediate friends and coworkers within the department, some knew, you know, and we shared it after the surgery and how our recovery was going, and certainly everyone was very supportive. And then an article was written. The amount of attention and how many people shared that article and the reaction and the comments, it was a bit overwhelming. And it really just kind of highlighted for me that this was a great thing, and it just highlights, I think, us as human beings being police officers, and that it's a very positive story, and just being good to one another, and that so much of what we see right now, you know, I'm not going to get into politics, but it's what divides us, and everybody's looking for why we're so different when in reality we're not, and we can do so many things to help other people. You know, I said it before and I'll say it again, it's not living organ donation wouldn't be for everybody, and I recognize that it's a significant decision, but checking the box on a driver's license for after you pass away, that's really easy and can help a ton of people. And you know, there's just so many other ways that we can be good to it could be complete strangers or even our friends and help each other out and find common ground.
Officer Dye, do you think you can ever thank Sergeant Crawford enough?
I could never thank her enough. I've tried to put it into words, and I really can't. But I think her seeing me, you know, and how, you know, I'm feeling well and doing well, and to see that everything, like I said, is just going good, I think that's thanks enough. The only agreement that we really made just prior to the transplant, if you don't mind me sharing this, is that she said, just take care of the kidney, you know, take care of yourself. You know, I'm making this donation for you. And I want to, you know, see you obviously do well. And between her and my wife's voice, you know, that's in my head there, that's my motivation to make sure I do what I need to do, take care of myself and, you know, live a long, healthy life.
That's Ann Arbor Police Officer Stephen Dye, who received a kidney from his co-worker and colleague, Sergeant Jamie Crawford. Thanks to both of you for sharing your story with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.